Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend John Deeney being back on the show. John is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 16 years he's been hanging out with us. He's the author of the book that I'm the most jealous of. All the books that I have reviewed in my 19 plus years on the show, the one that I wish I'd written the most and I'm still jealous about is the one John wrote, Hunting in a Farmer's World. But he did a wonderful job, so well that he got some serious awards from some very important folks, and it's a good one. I encourage you to check it out. He's one of the great management minds in our Brain Trust, and he's our good friend John Deeney. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be back. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you. Let's have a good 2017 together. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Yeah. So, okay, one of the things that I want you to give us a little bit of a foundation for our discussion today based on what you're doing right now a lot of, which is helping a lot of baby boomers exit their business or at least lay the groundwork for exiting their business. So you're doing a lot of that right now, aren't you?
Yeah. You know, you've announced me for 15 of the last 16 years as the number one alternative board franchise in the country.
Yeah.
And I gave that up. I still run a couple groups as an independent contractor, but just so fascinated to be doing this exit planning work with boomers, and it's so needed. You know, there's a lot of people out there that talk about exit planning, and they all do a piece of it, you know, tax planning or your legal work or your estate work. But really, the concept of comprehensive exit planning, somebody that make sure all the pieces fit together to come out when and where and how you want them, is really pretty new. 3 or 4 years ago, I was explaining the term to people. I don't have to do that much anymore. People get it.
Mm-hmm.
But still, there, you know, I think there's 600 members in the Business Enterprise Institute, which is a planning organization I belong to. And I believe only about 25 of us specialize in exit planning as a discipline itself. Everybody else does it as a sideline.
Wow. Well, and you know, you and I both brought up the baby boomers. I think, and I'm sure you're seeing this, I think that the boomers are experiencing when you consider the history of small business, you know, it's only been in the last century that small businesses have been really, a commodity, so to speak, a marketable, an aftermarket, so to speak, for small businesses to any great degree. Small business really have only become much more than backwater mom and pops in the last 50 years.
Sure.
And when you so when you realize that we've got this generation of boomer owners, millions, tens of millions of them, who are trying to divest in a generational situation that doesn't match up on the demand side, this is historic, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's an anomaly. I think this is the only time we're going to see this kind of flood of businesses coming to market. There's a couple reasons. You're absolutely right. For a couple hundred years of this country's history, if you had a small business, it pretty much stayed a small business. If your children didn't take it over, you closed it when you retired, and that was it. But, you know, the boomers were both supply and demand side. There were so many of them, and they were so competitive.
Almost two generations, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they almost doubled the generation that preceded or followed them. And they became brutally competitive because there were too many of them in school. You know, you and I were talking offline about my new book. I mean, we've got pictures of 50s and 60s classrooms with two kids sharing every desk in the classroom.
Right.
You know, because we double sessions, triple sessions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the same thing happened when they hit college, and the same thing happened when they hit working age. And they were all fighting so hard to get ahead that they really became the workaholic generation.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't all fit in corporate America. And a lot of them went into business. A lot of them started up for themselves. And because the economy was surging for 40 years, a lot of them built businesses that were way beyond any traditional definition of mom and pop. You know, these are businesses that are doing $5, $10, $20, $100, $200 million a year
mm-hmm.
in revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And those don't just close easily when somebody
wants to retire.
That's
right. And it's a generation that came of age when management became a discipline and something that was a lot more written about. And,
true.
So we're going to talk about how to deal with this issue and some specific issues to deal with John Deeney after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.